give so much ownership to others that they can't effectively support the team or ensure the team stays focused on the highest strategic priorities necessary to be successful. Some leaders aggressively execute to solve a problem and accomplish the mission, but fail to properly mitigate the risks they can control and put their team needlessly in jeopardy. Other leaders are too cautious in trying to eliminate every risk and fail to execute while their competition runs circles around them. Some leaders, while pushing hard on their team to ensure they are prepared, end up pushing too hard, closing people's minds so they don't learn and driving good people away. Other leaders don't train their team at all or fail to push the standard of performance high enough to prepare the team for the real-life situations they will face. Some leaders are eager to step up and lead, to take ownership and make things happen, but often those same leaders struggle to follow, failing to support their own chain of command or resisting good ideas their team came up with because it wasn't their idea. There are an infinite number of dichotomies that must be balanced, and this struggle presents the greatest challenge leaders face. This is the dichotomy of leadership. It's why we wrote this book. Our first book, Extreme Ownership, How U.S. Navy SEALs Lead and Win, sold millions of copies worldwide and changed the way many people think about leadership. Fewer readers found the sequel, our second book, The Dichotomy of Leadership, Balancing the Challenges of Extreme Ownership to Lead and Win, published in September 2018. Sometimes we get asked by enthusiastic fans of extreme ownership when a follow-on book will be published. Clearly, we should have done a far better job marketing The Dichotomy of Leadership and spreading the word about the book and its contents. For those readers who did discover and read The Dichotomy of Leadership, many of them tell us it exceeded extreme ownership in its impact on their lives. The reason they cite? It helped them understand where they were out of balance when they were struggling with a leadership challenge, and it enabled them to course correct and get things back on track. Leadership isn't black and white. It's gray. Recognizing that there exists an infinite number of dichotomies that must be balanced enables leaders to better find and maintain the equilibrium necessary to be successful at work, at home, and in every aspect of their lives. Dichotomy was written to address the most frequent and difficult leadership challenges we witnessed through our work with Echelon Front. Since Echelon Front was founded in early 2012, we have worked with over 1,600 companies and organizations, from the biggest corporations in the world to small startups just beginning their journey. We have taught leadership in just about every business industry, both across the U.S. and internationally, as well as to organizations in the education and nonprofit sectors, military units, and first responders. We and our growing team of leadership instructors have interacted with thousands of leaders, both in person and virtually, and at every level of leadership, from the C-suite to the front line. Struggling to find balance in these dichotomies is where we see the greatest challenge for leaders. Far more than extreme ownership, we find ourselves referencing the dichotomy of leadership to help guide leaders to achieve the equilibrium necessary to win. How much time should you spend on problem performers, they ask. When is enough enough, and you just need to fire them? We answer, we wrote a whole chapter in The Dichotomy of Leadership, Chapter 4, When to Mentor, When to Fire, on this topic because so many leaders wrestle with this issue. Can a leader ever take too much ownership, they ask. Absolutely, we answer. As we wrote about in Chapter 2 of The Dichotomy of Leadership, own it all, but empower others. They ask, you say humility is the most important quality in a leader, but what if the idea my senior leadership came up with has potential dire consequences? You must be humble, but you can't be passive, we reply. There is a time when you have to push back, as we wrote about in The Dichotomy of Leadership, Chapter 11. We wrote this book as a ready reference for leaders struggling to balance the infinite number of dichotomies they encounter. Just the recognition alone that these dichotomies